You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Many of you would know better than me that the costs of sending your child to school can sometimes be exorbitant. My friends with children tell me so. Statistically, we did see school fees increasing at their slowest pace in 30 years in the last year. But this is unlikely to last and continue in a post-COVID-19 world. So here to talk about how to prepare for unplanned education costs this year, I'm joined by Shafika Anthony, the marketing manager at Just Money. Shafika, thanks so much for your time. So outside of the costs of the stationery and the uniform and the transport and maybe even the technology-related costs now with remote learning, what are some of the unexpected education costs that parents could be hit with?
Good evening, Fifi. Thanks so much for having me. Look, there's so many things to contest with, you know, in the daily lives of South Africans. And I think if you're looking at school, over and above things like school fees, you know, the fact that there's this hybrid learning environment now, so laptops and equipment, you know, uniforms are so expensive, going to a different grade requires textbooks, you know, children are going back to the classroom, so we're looking at transport. There are so many things that we are contesting with as parents. And I think one of the things is that we just need to start thinking slightly differently. We're in a very different climate. It's economically, you know, we're not out of the woods just yet. It's going to take some time. But I think while we can start looking at things like secondhand, looking on marketplace, social media, trying to get secondhand goods is definitely one of the ways to go, because things are just becoming so expensive, and we've got to try and cut costs wherever we can.
So, secondhand goods, I'm sure there are some affordable and value items out there for parents to consider. But what are the other financial ways or other ways that parents can kind of protect their finances and create a financial buffer in the year ahead?
100%. So, Fifi, I also just want to mention that I've also, having spoken to so many parents, realized that during the pandemic, there's also been an increase for parents to look at extra tuition, as learners are really struggling to catch up with the disrupted studies. And then also a lot of parents are now experiencing having to look for a psychologist or counselor, because our children are also experiencing anxiety and mental health issues. So there are so many added things that I'm sure a lot of us have not even really processed. And I think one of the things, and this is not going to be a shock, this is a word we have all used, we've all heard before, and it's as simple as a budget. Now, I say simple, but if you're sitting down black and white, it is not always the easiest when having to look at that hard-earned black and white numbers, you know, at the end of the month. So I would definitely recommend, Fiji, that we start, a very good starting point is definitely around drawing up a budget. And this could be 30 minutes of your time, right? Sitting at the beginning of the year, such a good time to start now in January. Setting up a budget, tracking the amount of money coming in, listing your regular monthly expenses, and then obviously all your variable expenses. So these are things that change from month to month. This could be groceries or fuel, for example. And then bank statements are obviously a very helpful place to start, because you'll very quickly see where your money goes, and there's no opportunity to hide. I'm sure you've realized it's when you're looking at the black and white, you really have no choice but to be honest with yourself. So I would say that a budget is definitely the best place to start.
Over and above a budget, are there any education saving policies or even education related investment products that could help parents, given, I mean, questions that may arise to say, you know, my budget is X size, small or big, and I'm looking to find ways to add to that. And is there a way that I can do that either via saving or investing?
100%, such a good question. I know, you know, this has been something that's been covered by us at Just Money extensively in the past. And I think I'll just mention a few. So, you know, education savings policies, they are typically offered by most providers in the country, financial service providers. And really with endowment policies, a monthly contribution is made for a specific period and a lump sum is then paid out at the end of that period. So the minimum investment term is generally 5 years, and for higher income earners, endowments potentially offer greater tax efficiency because they're taxed at a flat rate of 30%. So it's very, I'm always going to say up front and center, no matter what you're looking into, no matter how extensive your research is, just make sure you're doing your homework and comparing what's out there, looking at your needs, your short-term, your long-term needs. Are we saving for primary school, for example, for high school, or for further learning? It's going to give you some of the information you will need when filling in those forms and doing your research. Another one, Fifi, is definitely unit trusts. You know, these offer you very simple and cost-effective access to the share market through a variety of equities. So these are typically available through most financial institutions. And typically when you're saving for education, you want to ensure that the asset class you're looking at has the best chance of performing well over a long period of time. And then the third one is definitely around tax-free savings account. This is an easily accessible option, you know, offered by most banks that really allows you to open the investment in the name of your child, and it guarantees your capital investment and is an effective way to save for your goals because any interest, dividends, or capital gains is tax-free. So it also gives you that flexibility as you don't have to really commit to making future contributions. And those are just a few that people can just look into, you know, understanding what their short-term and long-term goals are and then doing their research and taking it from there.
All right. And I suppose if this is sounding too complex and difficult for you, it wouldn't hurt to get a financial advisor to simplify matters?
100%. So look, at Just Money, Fifi, what we aim to do is we aim to find out through well-researched, unbiased articles and content pieces, formulating all of this information, having it available for free to all South Africans. But we always recommend through every article that it is always best to chat to a financial advisor, a trusted resource. Maybe this is how you can start with a friend or a family member that is very savvy when it comes to these things, and really just making sure you're speaking to the right people. So important.
All right, Shafiqa, thanks so much for your time joining us on a very important topic in this climate. Shafiqa Anthony, the marketing manager at Just Money.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.